emotion. It begins as a drop of water, an irritant, a frustration, nothing big, just an aggravation. Someone gets your parking place. Someone pulls in front of you on the freeway. A waitress is slow and you are in a hurry. The toast burns. Drops of water. Drip, 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 drip. Yet, get enough of these seemingly innocent drops of anger, and before long, you've got a bucket full of rage. Walking revenge, blind bitterness, unharnessed hatred. We trust no one and bare our teeth at anyone who gets near. We become walking time bombs that, given just the right tension and fear, could explode like Mr. Getz. Now, is that any way to live? What good has hatred ever brought? What hope has anger ever created? What problems have ever been resolved by revenge? No one can blame the American public for applauding the man who fought back. Yet, as the glamour fades on such acts, reality makes us ask the questions. What good was done? Is that really the way to reduce the crime rate? Are subways forever safer? Are the streets now free of fear? No, anger doesn't do that. Anger only feeds a primitive lust for revenge that feeds our anger, that feeds our revenge, that feeds our anger. You get the picture. Vigilantes are not the answer. Yet, what do we do? We can't deny that our anger exists. How do we harness it? A good option is found in Luke 23:34. Here Jesus speaks about the mob that killed him. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Have you ever wondered how Jesus kept from retaliating? Have you ever asked how he kept his control? Here's the answer. It's the second part of his statement. For they do not know what they are doing. Look carefully. It's as if Jesus considered this bloodthirsty, death-hungry crowd not as murderers, but as victims. It's as if he saw in their faces not hatred, but confusion. It's as if he regarded them not as a militant mob, but, as he put it, as sheep without a shepherd. They don't know what they are doing. And when you think about it, they didn't. They hadn't the faintest idea what they were doing. They were a stir-crazy mob, mad at something they couldn't see, so they took it out on, of all people, God. But they didn't know what they were doing. And for the most part, neither do we. We are still, as much as we hate to admit it, shepherdless sheep. All we know is that we were born out of one eternity and are